Mark chapter 5. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit met him there, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not even with chains. For he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was on the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Yeshua far off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Yeshua, Son of the Most High Elohim? I adjure you by Elohim that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he prayed him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was a great herd of swine feeding near the mountains. And all the devils prayed him, saying, "Send us into the swine, so that we may enter into them." And immediately Yeshua gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And those who fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Yeshua, and see him who was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it befell him who was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their borders. And when he had come into the boat, he who had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Yet Yeshua did not allow him, but says to him, "Go home to your friends, and tell them how Yeshua has done great things for you, and has had compassion on you." And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis what great things Yeshua had done for him. And all men wondered. And when Yeshua had passed over again in a boat to the other side, many people gathered to him, and he was near the sea. And behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and prayed him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you, come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be healed, and she will live." And Yeshua went with him, and many people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not relieved, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Yeshua, came in the crowd behind, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that infirmity. And Yeshua, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned himself about in the throng, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around, to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace, and be healed of your infirmity." While he was yet speaking, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the master any further?" As soon as Yeshua heard the word that was spoken, he says to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John the brother of James. And he comes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and sees the tumult, and those who wept and wailed greatly. And when he had come in, he says to them, "Why do you make this tumult and weep? The maiden is not dead, but sleeps." And they derided him, but when he had put them all out, he takes the father and the mother of the maiden, and those who were with him, and enters in where the maiden was lying. And he took the maiden by the hand, and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is, being interpreted, "Maiden, I say to you, arise." And immediately the maiden arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them strictly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat.